A new summer music festival is coming to Joplin, Missouri on Friday. Landreth Park will be the site of Restore Fest, a festival which will feature a variety of Christian music acts and whose proceeds will benefit the ongoing disaster recovery efforts of Convoy of Hope and Samaritan's Purse. Jeff Nini is Senior Director of Public Relations for Convoy of Hope.
A promoter and his organization wanted to do something to help Joplin and help the residents and the victims of the May tornado. So he's been involved in the Christian music industry for many, many years, and he came up with the idea of putting on a concert, and they came up with the name Restore Fest because their goal is really to restore hope and healing to the residents of Joplin. So they came up with this idea, and then he started sharing it with some of his contacts in the music industry. And all of a sudden, you know, some of these bands that normally would get a significant sum of money for a concert are saying, hey, man, we'll come and play for free. You know, just cover our travel and give us a place to perform and we'll play. And so they came up with three pretty significant acts in Mercy Me, Mandisa, and Hawk Nelson. And then they've also got several other acts that are, some are local, some are, you know, a little more regional, that type of thing. But they've got just a great day of music lined up.
Samaritan's Purse is a non-denominational evangelical Christian organization providing spiritual and physical aid to hurting people around the world. Convoy of Hope is a faith-based organization with a driving passion to feed the world through children's feeding initiatives, community outreaches, disaster response, and partner resourcing. The organization has been helping those affected by the tornado that struck Joplin on May 22nd, and Nini says the group will continue offering assistance for some time.
We've made a commitment to Joplin where we know we're going to be there at least for the next year. It likely might be closer to 2 years. But we've made a commitment that we're going to be there for the next year to continue to help. We've been providing food, water, cleaning supplies, small tools. We've had a lot of volunteers, somewhere in the neighborhood of over 4,000 volunteers that have come through there doing debris removal, those types of things. And now we're probably going to transition to you know, something that's a little more helpful on the rebuilding phase. We don't know what that is yet. What we're trying to do, it's a little different domestically than it is when we work internationally, because we have to be sure that we don't duplicate FEMA benefits and things like that, because we could actually put the homeowner at risk. But what we're doing is we're basically looking for needs that aren't being met. So trying to find people and families and organizations when possible that match our mission, which is feeding children, feeding families. But also in a case like this, it goes beyond that. We don't know what that's going to be, if that's helping with some rebuilding or remodeling or repairs or maybe, you know, getting people. I talked to a gentleman today that was a victim, and he was telling me, he said, you know, we just signed a purchase agreement. We just bought a new house. And my wife and I were talking last night, and we thought we're going to move in a few weeks, and we have nothing to move.
Nini says he hopes the festival will not only raise money for relief efforts, but help residents take their mind off their troubles for a while.
Really, the idea is, for me anyway, is doing something for the residents that have gone through such trauma. I was a guest on a local TV show this morning in Joplin, on the ABC affiliate, and the co-host of the morning show, he and his wife had their home totally destroyed. They live in that impact zone, and the only thing left of their house was the bathroom that they were in. And I've heard so many stories like that, and every time you talk to survivors of that day, they talk about what life has been like since. And our hope for this is not only to raise money to help, but also to give them just a break in what they're going through every day and do something exciting for them. We're giving away a lot of tickets to victims of the tornado and trying to, like I said, just trying to do something special to help them.
Nini says it's important to keep organizing benefits like this because many people still need help recovering from the disaster.
One of the good things that has come out of Joplin is it did remain in the news for a long period of time, but is now it's fading from the news now. In fact, from the networks, it faded a long time ago, but locally, it's still news. But as it faded, giving started to fade, and what organizations like this promoter that's putting on this benefit concert, what they've realized is that really the hard work is still yet to come. There's still so much need that exists out there, so many people that are still living with friends or family that need to get back into their own homes, but they can't yet. They either don't have the financial resources or they haven't settled with an insurance company or they're waiting on FEMA. And those are all natural things, but they're still difficult for the people that are going through it. And the real people that are hurting the worst, I think, are the people that don't have insurance, the people that don't qualify for whatever reason for help. And there's a lot of those out there as well. So the more we can keep this in the news, raising money is a nice part of it, and that helps organizations like ours to continue to do more. But I think equally as important is keeping it in the news, keeping it in people's minds, and the support that comes from that is extremely beneficial to the victims.
Gates will open at 1 p.m. with performances beginning at 2. Ticket prices range from $10 to $50. Early bird discounts are available, but they will expire tomorrow. More information can be found at restorefest.com.